Well, welcome back. Welcome anew to the Further Faster podcast. I'm Joseph McClendon III, and I will be your coach, your guide, and maybe even your mentor on this leg of your voyage, on this journey called your life. And we are here to do exactly what the name implies, which is to assist you in going further faster in becoming more wealthy. And around here, wealthy means to be healthy, happy, and financially abundant. I'm sure you'll agree. And today, we're actually going to deal with or talk about the very first thing on that list of being wealthy, which is to be healthy, And I'm going to teach you something today. I'm going to talk to you today about something that will have an immediate effect on the quality of your health. And the greatest part about it is it's super, super simple. And by doing it, you not only improve it in the moment, but you improve it ongoing. And it's an unbelievable maintaining tool. So grab a pad and paper. I'll be right back with the Further Faster podcast. Welcome back. As promised, I'm going to talk to you today about the most important, arguably the most important possession that you have, that you own, and that is your health. Without your health, you don't have anything. I've never met a person once, whoever was on their deathbed or says, yeah, on my deathbed, I probably wish for more money. You know, no, most people wish for more health, better health. With your health, you have everything. You got to have your health to have the energy to do the things that you want. You got to have your health to have the energy to go further, faster in life, to do all of the other things that you want. And so today, first off, let me give you a little background on why I switched gears a little bit and I wanted to talk to you about this today. I just got back from doing my 9th live event. Now, not to date things, but this today is August the 23rd, 2023. And so in less than 3 months, I'm going to be 70 years old. And I just got back from doing my 9th live event in 4 different countries. And the rest were here in the US. The other 5 were in different states here. My 3rd virtual event, and then my 2nd webinar. So I've been working like crazy. And in between there, I also took my son to Florida for his volleyball tournament. Now, the reason I share all of that with you is I just finished an event in Florida, and the last day was about health. And it was with my business partner for over 35 years, Tony Robbins. And on that last day, I tell everybody my age. I tell everybody that I'm going to be 70 years old in less than 3 months. And the comments, and it was a virtual event, this one was, by the way. I can see the comments coming in we've got a big monitor on the side and people are coming in and they're calling me a liar. They're telling me this bullshit. No, you're not 70 years old. You know, come on, blah, blah, blah. And the truth of it is I am. And so, and by the way, I tell people that for 2 reasons. Number one, because I don't teach theory, meaning what I teach is what I do. I don't teach something that I don't do myself. And then number two, that I don't teach, that I haven't taught thousands, if not millions of other people to do as well. And so I shared with them, listen, what I'm going to teach you today is it's all that I do. And so the reason I want to have this conversation today was because even from there, I get, you know, from my social media or emails or texts and things like that, people always go, listen, Joseph, what's the most important thing? What is the thing that's going to make the biggest difference? What is the linchpin? What is the one that I could apply right now today? And I got around to thinking about it, and that's what I'm going to talk to you about today. And the way I'm going to talk to you about it is this. I'm going to give you an example of how it works first before I even tell you what it is. When my son, who is now 16, almost 17, going on 35, when he was about 4 years old, we used to watch YouTube videos of these dominoes, and he loved dominoes. I'd buy him these little dominoes and set them up. And of course, with dominoes, you knock one over and it knocks another one over, knocks the other. And so we'd watch these ones. I'm sure they're still on YouTube because YouTube was kind of brand new then. As we'd watch them, there were different ones, and some of them were unbelievably elaborate. Some of them were even in warehouses, and they have these national contests and tournaments where they do these dominoes and they make these elaborate ones. Well, some of them you know, they'll start here with one domino and it'll go on. And they have thousands, if not millions of dominoes, which must take them, you know, days or weeks to put these things together. And some of them, they knock the first one over and it goes through this, you know, bit elaborate thing. And all of a sudden when it's done, it's just a pile of dominoes. And some of them were even more clever than that. You knock one domino over and it goes through all this elaborate stuff, knocking one over and over, then these towers and all this stuff. And when it's finished, it's this beautiful work of art. It's like, I remember there was one that was, it wound up being, what's his name? Mario from whatever that game is that the kids play, Mario Brothers. But they'll spell things out, you know, something like a logo for something or a sports team or something like that. And the reason I share that with you is it is the same with our life. It is the same with our health. The one things that you do now have a domino effect on where you are now. At the risk of sounding arrogant, the things that I do, and especially the thing that I'm going to teach you today, my health, my energy to be able to do all the things that I do. And again, I hope this doesn't sound arrogant and I don't use myself as some shining example of the way that things should be. I do use myself as an example of what's possible because most of my friends, and this is sad to say, most of my friends that I went to high school with or graduated with or that are my age are either not around anymore, they passed away, or they are feeble at 70 years old. And I said this to the group the other day. I said, close your eyes. And a matter of fact, I want you to do that. Well, it's kind of unfair now because you've already seen me, but I'll tell you what I did with them is I would tell this group of people, and there were about 7,000 people at this event. And I said, close your eyes. And I want you to imagine, this is before I told them my age, I want you to imagine what a 70-year-old man looks like. And as a matter of fact, if you go online and you type in 70-year-old man, what you'll see will blow you away. And it may be what you expect. And that is, a man who's frail, a man who's feeble, a man who's, and nowadays, a 70-year-old man is very overweight, from being sedentary for too long and all those things, and wrinkled up and all those things. And what I did is why I had them close their eyes. I said, okay, so now open your eyes. And I'm that guy. I'm 70 years old. Now, again, if you're looking at me now, again, at the risk of sounding arrogant, I don't look or sound or feel that age. As a matter of fact, I had myself tested a little while ago. I think I said this on the last podcast. I had myself tested a little while ago. And on there, my chronological age of almost 70 is what it is. But my physical age, if I'm not mistaken, was like 36 to 46. You know, I had a couple of them done years old. And that's the way I feel. And so the conversation I want to have with you today is about that domino effect for you. And the one thing that I've done religiously, and this is, again, a little bit of a repeat, but I'm going to give you more specific what to do, a little bit of a repeat on something that I said before. And that is this, that domino effect starts every moment of the day, but it starts very first thing in the morning, the very first thing that you say to yourself in the morning. And it is your words, the words that we say to ourselves. The words that we speak. You see, there are six pillars to your health and wellness, and they are the food we eat, the water we drink, the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, the thoughts we think, the moves we make, and the words that we speak. And they are somewhat in that order because air is the most important thing. Water is the next most important thing, and the food. And it's a cybernetic loop. One feeds into the other. And so the words that we speak are really, they literally have the ability to change your biochemical makeup. Meaning, I could say something to you right now that would make you mad and make you sad or make you upset. Or I could say something that would make you feel good, make you laugh. I could say something to make you feel warm inside. I could compliment you on something. Or I could tell you, listen, if you go online right now, I've sent you an email. If you click on that email, you're going to get $70 million. You get to win the lottery. And just the thought of that, those words, make you feel a certain way. But what most people don't understand is what precedes that feeling is a chemical, or shall I say, organic hormone release within your body. And you've heard me talk about this ad nauseum, and that is that there are two different types or two categories of chemicals that our bodies produce. One is one that makes us feel good and one that makes us feel not so good. And the two main ones are dopamine and cortisol. And again, I know I'm repeating myself, but this is so important because I'm saying this because I still keep getting these questions. Joseph, why would I do this? What's the most important thing? What is the thing that keeps you healthy, happy, and young and all those things and youthful? And so it dawned on me that people still, you know, most people just don't get it, or they need to be reminded of it because it is just that. So along with dopamine, there's things like oxytocin and endorphins and things like that. And that just makes us feel good. It makes us feel euphoric. It makes us feel optimistic and all of the great things that come along with that. And that makes us feel a certain way. Conversely, if I say something that upsets you, cortisol gets released, that makes you go into your sympathetic nervous system, that makes you feel fearful, that makes you feel, you know, on guard, and adrenalines and all of the other things that come out with that make you feel a certain way. Well, along with that, each one of those words has the ability to change your biochemical makeup, meaning the blood that courses through your veins in any given moment, your biochemical makeup, what you're made of, how you are in that moment. So if I can say those words, if I can say certain words that make you feel a certain way, and you don't see me, but now, like every week, if you're listening to the podcast, how do you think you could make you feel? And how often do you think you could make yourself feel that way? And all that comes along with that feeling? Because remember, this is about your health. Well, the answer is you're more important than I am because you never shut up and you are with you 100% of the time. My dad used to always go, wherever you go, there you are. And you brought you with you. And what comes along with you are the words that you speak unconsciously inside your head. We call that your psychology. Your psychology are just your constant words that you say to yourself, about other people, about the world around you. And so just like those dominoes, whatever word that you say, even in that moment, you start a new set on top of the other set that you've already kicked off going. And you can have a pile of dominoes at the end called a life that you don't desire, a life that you wish you would have lived differently. Or you can have a piece of artwork that's ongoing. And guess what? You get to set those dominoes up every single day, every single morning. And so those words, because here's what happens, what goes along with the good feeling. Inside of our bodies, that we are a mass of cells, and those cells are generated and generate electricity. And that electricity tells those cells how to operate at their best, or how to not operate at their best, or operate, you know, minimally. And the electrical impulse that goes through us in any given moment is always going to go back to, and that's all our thoughts are, always going to go back to those words that we're saying in those moments. The challenge is that most of us are not aware of the words that we're saying in that moment. Said differently, we have a conscious and an unconscious mind. The conscious is obvious. Those are the words that you're aware of. You're thinking in the moment that you can stop and you can remember something that you're thinking. The unconscious, or the other than conscious mind, is on autopilot. Is on autopilot. And maybe somebody said something to you about you when you were 10 years old. Or maybe you said something to yourself. Or maybe you, whatever. And those words live inside of you. And here's the dangerous part. Here, to me, is the most sinister part about it. It's not just you. It's not your fault. So in other words, you didn't know any better that to read or to say those things over and over again were going to affect you. And by the way, the signal that is sent to your cells is that, hey, everything is great. I feel good. This dopamine that's around me, the electrical impulses that go on, that they're shooting out, that are going through each one of our cells, is going, hey, this feels good. I can and I should and I will operate at my best. I can, I should, and I will produce more cells like me. I can, I should, and I will produce more electricity. I can, I should, and I will create more energy. Now, That's me saying that, but that's the signal that's going to your cells. And I'll tell you how I know that here in just a moment. And so conversely, if you're in upset or stress or overwhelm or anything like that, just the opposite is happening. The signals are going to your body. Listen, we better conserve energy because things are not okay. We better stay in fight or flight. And this cortisol that's going through me says things might not be okay. And yeah, you know, this is happening and this is happening. And what'll happen is our entire body, our biochemical makeup and everything about us will correspond. It is no secret that unhealthy people and people that are suffering from the major diseases, which are diabetes, high blood pressure, hypertension, overweight, all of those things. It's no secret that the majority of those people on some level are not happy, and they're obviously not having conversations with themselves about how wonderful things are. As a matter of fact, just the opposite. But I started to say that one of the most dangerous things, and to me, most sinister and covert things that is being done, is we're also being programmed constantly to think and to say certain things. We're being programmed in our minds in ways that you can't even imagine, that you're being taught to think certain things about yourself, about other people, about the world around you. And I'm not just talking about the media. I'm talking about television shows. I'm talking about the social media that you're doing. I'm talking about just any and everything that's coming in to your eyes and ears. It is designed to keep you, and I say that, not like some big conspiracy theory that's going on. I say that because I had the opportunity to work with and learn from the people that are actually doing it, that are designing commercials, that are designing television shows, that are designing social media. And some of you remember, I was Facebook just a little while ago, had to pay, millions of dollars and had to, came clean that, yes, they are programming us to be a certain way, young girls especially. And that goes for TikTok and all this stuff. So I'm down a rabbit hole, but here's what I want you to get. Have you ever heard a song and you couldn't get that song out of your head? Just a simple ditty. You couldn't get that song out of your head. Of course you have. Well, guess what? The same thing is happening, and it is a very effective way. As a matter of fact, we use some of that to help people in neuroencoding to feel better about themselves, think better about themselves, and so on and so forth. And that is that to program oneself to think a certain way is very, very simple. It's called the anchoring process. It's Pavlov's dog over and over again, and it's being done to us constantly. So that is being done in conjunction with. So if you're being told that this is who you are and this is what you need and you're not good enough or you're not this, you're not pretty enough, you're not tall enough, you're not white enough, you're not black enough, you're not whatever what's going on, then guess what? Those words get repeated in ourselves, in our mind. That's just like me telling you things. That's just like me getting you to laugh or getting you to cry. And then conversely, or as a result, the blood that flows through your system makes you feel a certain way, and the rest is history. So combine with whatever thoughts that you have already, that you believe about yourself inside of you are constantly going on. And this is the stream that is going on. So all of that to say, the domino effect that you have already gotten set up is already going. It's already going, whatever it is right now. And it's headed in a certain direction. And if you are not feeling the utmost of energy, if you do not wake up every morning with boundless energy, if you do not live your life dis-ease free, if you do not live your life knowing that you are healthy, knowing that you look good, knowing that you feel good, if you do not live your life with the optimism of knowing that tomorrow morning is even going to be better and that you're going to age with grace and that you are ahead of the game, and then the food that you put in your body is nourishing you, all of those things. If you do not have that, then the domino effect that's already set in place for you right now is definitely not going to be one that is going to be an art piece at the end. Now, this is a little bit of tough love that's saying, look, this podcast and this conversation that I'm having right now, and I hope you feel my passion as I'm doing this, that I'm having you right now is the best time to change. You've heard me say this before, that the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The next best time is right now, right now. And the right now, we have this opportunity every single day. And you get to utilize what is already being used, what is already working, maybe adversely, maybe you're working not to your favor, you get to utilize what's already working. So I'm not going to teach you anything that A, is rocket science, or B, something that you can't do, and C, that thousands and millions of people aren't doing already. And that is the beauty of it. And if I, if I can be an example of that for you, then I humbly offer myself, I humbly offer my life, my lifestyle, and the people that I've taught, I humbly offer you that as something that you can use as possibility, so that you're not going self to others for progress and self to self for possibility. So that you are doing that. So you're looking at yourself for, you're looking at yourself for progress, but you're looking at other people for possibility, because it's just the opposite. Most people look at other people and they look at and they go, gosh, Joseph, I'm not as far along as you. So that doesn't make me feel good. That's looking to somebody else for progress. But you should be looking at everybody else. You should look at whether it's me or anybody else. And by the way, I'm not alone, because there are other people that I look to as well that I've modeled. I look at those people and I say, well, that's possible for them as well. So I'm going to take a really short break. And when I come back, I'm going to give you some words to speak every single day, every single morning, for you to set up a domino effect every single day. And then pretty soon this will become who you are, and it'll become your natural default. And as I said before, it starts to be instantaneous. I'll be right back. Hey, what's good? It's me, Joseph McClendon III. And let me get real with you just for a second. Now, you've probably heard me talk about this before, something that I call the thieves of our dreams. Procrastination, hesitation, fear of failure, fear of success, self-doubt, self-loathing, imposter syndrome, and fear of rejection. Well, let me ask you a question. What if you could not only retrain your brain and your nervous system to automatically default to your absolute best thoughts, emotions, and behaviors, but you could also do the same for others that are going through difficult times and challenges in their own lives and things that are stopping them from creating the life of their desires? Well, this is what I call neuroencoding. And at the risk of sounding arrogant, these are the same tools, methods, and strategies in neuroscience that I've used to operate in the upper 5% of all of my own businesses, especially as a coach, a speaker, and a presenter for the last 30 plus years. The Neuroencoding Institute provides you with the knowledge, the tools, and unmatched support to become a certified neuroencoding specialist and guide you to the life of wealthiness. And remember, wealthy means to be healthy, happy, and financially abundant. Go to neuroencoding.com to speak to an enrollment specialist today, and I look forward to serving you at the highest level.
You're enjoying this episode on Angel Phoenix Productions Podcast Network. To explore a complete lineup of quality programs and media production services, head on over to angelphoenix.com or like our Facebook page at facebook.com/Angel Phoenix Productions.
All right, right back at you. As promised, I'm going to share with you what to do first thing in the morning so that you set up that domino effect for the day. And then that domino effect that you set for the day starts to be the domino effect for the week, month, year, so on and so forth. And pretty soon you'll wake up, if you're not there already, at close to 70 years old, and you'll go, well, I'm sure glad I did that. I jokingly say that, but I've been doing this since I was... Well, honestly, to be honest with you, I've been doing it since as far back as I can remember, because it was planted in my mind a long time ago by my parents. I had a great set of parents, and they would come. My father would come in every single morning, and he'd do two things. One would piss us off, myself and I have three sisters, and my father would work. He didn't finish his high school education when he was a teenager and through those years. So he had to get his high school education while he was in the service, while he was already a parent of four kids. And he actually went on ahead and got his college degree. So education was always important to him. So he would work all day long, and sometimes we wouldn't see him. And he would come in the middle of the night, and in the middle of the night, we'd already be asleep. So my dad would get home because he had two jobs and he was also going to night school and things like that. He would always come in and turn the light on while we've been asleep for a couple of hours, and he'd wake us up. He'd just wake us up and he'd go, I love you and you're amazing. And I remember at the time thinking, Dad, why couldn't you wait until the morning? Because then it would take me a minute to go back to sleep. Now, because he said those things to me, guess what? And it happened every single night, or most nights. Guess what I believed at a very young age? That not just that my dad loved me, that I was lovable. And guess how that made me feel? And it is the reason why, you know, and my father, like I said, he wasn't around. Like I remember there were times I would see my other kids, they would take us on fishing trips and their fathers would go do things with them. And my dad didn't have a lot of time. The time that he did spend with us was, you know, he'd spend, you know, he had four kids. So, we'd go somewhere or something like that, but he didn't get to spend a whole lot of time. But the time he did spend with us, he would say things to us. And some of them, quite honestly, were not the greatest things. I remember one of the things that held me in place, and he would say, you got to stay in school, and you got to keep a good job, or you'll be digging ditches. And I lived by that. And that actually had an adverse effect on me. But the fact that he told us that he loved us every night, and every morning, then he'd wake us up, he'd go in and wake us up, and you know, early in the morning, we'd go for school, and he'd go, hey, good morning, sunshine, you're the best, and today's going to be a great day. And, you know, even as a kid, I can remember going out, Dad, I don't want to wake up, you know, woke us up last night, that kind of thing. But because he said those things, guess what lives in my brain? Those things lived in my brain. They were just words. They were just words. But those words, just like I said, made you feel good. And he would always do it with a smile on his face. And I remember thinking, oh, that's just Dad. And that's just Dad. But the feeling that I had for my father was a feeling that I had for myself. And it was the same with my mother. And my mother used to, I'm not going to go into it just because of time. My mother used to always say things to us and always do things around us, that those things became our language. And it's not too far-fetched a concept to for you to recognize that even some of your language that you have right now are the language of the parent, of the people that are around you the most, your parents, good or bad, your parents, your guardians, or whoever raised you. And whoever you started to be influenced by at the very young part of your life. Because see, at some point, everybody, every single human being on the planet that is alive today, somebody somewhere cared enough about you to give you what you needed to survive, to stay alive. Said differently, there is an experiment that I've talked about before called, it was done years ago, I forgot his first name, but Skinner. He made these things called the Skinner boxes, where he put these children in boxes, and they had no human contact, and those kids didn't thrive. Some of them even passed away. Terrible experiment, but we need people around us. And somebody around you cared enough about you to make you feel loved. And they didn't make you feel loved just by touching you. They said things to you. And they said things to you that you started to draw your conclusions, and you started to feel like you were worthy, whatever those words were. Even if they were harsh things to you, they still lived inside of you. And because they spoke to you in a certain way, it caused you to have hope and optimism inside of you. Now, having said that, as I said to you before, the person that has the most influence on you is you. And this is a way to negate all of the negative influence, because it's never too late to have a happy childhood. And what that means is you cannot change what has happened in the past. The past is the past. And you can change how you feel about it. And you can change that recording, that digital recording that's going on inside of your brain, by doing two things. Number one, decide on a set of words that are going to serve you. And I'm going to give them to you. And then number two, actually, I should say in opposite order. Number one, interrupt any pattern that you have and insert whatever words that you decide are going to serve you. And here's what that means. Very, very quickly, one of the tenets of neuroencoding to help people shift how they think is something called a pattern interrupt. If you're doing something and I all of a sudden interrupt that, and I shake you or I do something and I interrupt that, then three things happen. You're no longer thinking about what you were thinking before in that thought, that pattern of thought or words that you're saying. And number two, you create a blank spot inside your brain. And then number three, you create a scotoma, which is a vacuum. And I can put whatever I want in there. If you want more information on this, go check out neuroencoding, or go back through any of the other podcasts, and I go in detail about how that works. But simply, all you got to do is the first thing in the morning, and I say do this before you go to sleep as well, is sit up in your bed. That interrupts your pattern. Whatever you're thinking about, if you're going, oh gosh, this is a crazy day, or I wonder what I'm going to do today, sit up. And as a matter of fact, I got it behind me here. I'm going to show you. This, I have this before I show it to you. I have this and a couple of other things sitting right in front of my bed, and I have this downstairs as well. A friend of mine, Anita, gave me this this as a gift, because I say this all the time. Sit up, which interrupts your pattern. Put a smile on your face, and here's what I say every day. I think I'm just going to be happy today, among other things. I say, Joseph McClendon III, you're amazing. It's going to be an amazing day. You're healthy, happy, you're financially abundant, and any and everything that I want to say, I have a conversation with myself about it, as well as my gratefulness. Takes maybe 3 minutes, and then I smile and I get on with my day. Because here's what happens. Immediately, I feel better. Immediately, I'm wide awake, which means electricity is going through my body, which means the signals are going to every cell in my body going, hey, it's okay. This dopamine thinks that things going to be okay. What just happened before then? Oh, we just said this to ourselves. And then guess what? It feels good and our body's going to do it more. And then guess what? I get out of bed. I drink my glass of water. I get out of bed. I got lots of energy and I'm going on about my day. And guess what's going on in the back of my head? Hey, I think I'm having a great day today. I think I'm just going to be happy today. What's good about this or whatever? What is good? I say this all the time. What is good? That's not a rhetorical question. What is good? As you seek, so shall ye find. And as I start to search for that stuff, and by the way, I'm using myself as in this example. I keep saying I. But listen, it is, and now it gets to be you. And so as you go through your life, guess what happens? The next morning you wake up and do it, it feels even better. The next morning you wake up, it feels even better. The next morning it feels even better. And pretty soon it's just your ritual. It's just what you do. Till pretty soon it becomes your natural thought, an extension of who you are. Listen to what I said, who you are. Who you are is who you say you are. It's not what you do. What you do makes you who you are. What you do, what you say makes you who you are. You do it over and over again. You become that person. And in this case, saying those things. Now, I was fortunate I had it from, you know, a very young age. But guess what? I became a teenager just like everybody else. And I resented my parents and I went through all that stuff. And I thought that they were idiots and all those things like everybody else. But now that I'm older, guess what I realize? Guess what I do with my son? Every morning I wake him up. Hey, sunshine. It's going to be a great day today. What's great about today? And I see it in him. He wakes up, oh, dad, whatever. And I go in and I ask him questions at night. Ask yourself these things. Do this for yourself. At the top of the show, I said, I'm going to give you something that instantaneously has an effect on your health. Well, here it is. The words you speak instantaneously have an effect on your health, have an effect on every cell that's in your body, every cell that's in your bloodstream. Everything that goes on in your body is responding to the words that you speak to yourself. Don't let it be me. Don't let it be the television. Don't let it be social media. Don't let it be that cell phone that you're probably watching me on right now. Those things are great. Mitigate that stuff. And what will happen is you'll find yourself seeking out, searching out, finding and locating and finding more opportunities to feel good. Feeling good is a result of you having unbelievable health. I'm proud to say that coming up on my 70th birthday, I feel really, really good. And I want you to have this as well. My deepest wish is for you to have this as well. And so lastly, I want you to know this, that life is always exactly what you dare to make it. And fortune, in this case, fortune is your health. Fortune favors the bold. Boldly step up and dare to speak to yourself in a way that causes you to feel good and causes every little cell in your body to feel good. I love you and I will see you at the top.
This podcast was a production of Angel Phoenix Productions. Explore more episodes of this show or other great shows on the Angel Phoenix Podcast Network by visiting angelphoenix.com. The views expressed in this show do not necessarily represent those of Angel Phoenix Productions or its advertisers, and may contain language that's unsuitable for younger listeners.